Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
The property website daft.ie has said that for the first time in a decade, asking prices for homes fell in the first quarter of the year. It reports that asking prices for homes decreased by 0.3% in the period from January to March, despite a shortage of properties available to buy. Angus Cox reports.
According to daft.ie, the period from January to March was the second consecutive quarter where asking prices for houses fell. And it comes despite a continuing shortage of available properties, with just 13,000 listed for sale on the property listings website at the beginning of March. Daft says the 0.3% drop marks the biggest quarter one decline in asking prices in over a decade. The decrease leaves the average asking price for a home nationally at just over €308,000, which is 2.7% higher than the January to March period last year. The report notes that the largest drops during the quarter were recorded in Galway at 1.5% and Waterford at 0.8%. Prices in Dublin were 0.4% down on the previous quarter, while in Cork City they were 0.5% weaker.
The economy is set to grow more strongly this year than had been expected and may even overheat, according to the latest quarterly bulletin from the Economic and Social Research Institute. It expects the domestic economy to grow by 3.8% this year, while inflation will moderate to 4.5%. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
Record levels of employment could stretch the capacity of the economy to overheat this year, hampering efforts to build more homes and other infrastructural projects. The ESRI says while output in computer services has declined, the number of new jobs in the sector is still close to replacing the numbers being lost in the current slowdown. Meanwhile, the pharmaceutical sector, which accounts for 57% of goods exports, continues to grow. Only in the accommodation and food services sector is employment below 2019 levels. The report also contains a new analysis of inflation, which suggests that prices here may have already slowed to an annual rate of just over 4% at the start of the year, just over half the headline rate. However, it warns that as energy fades as a factor behind inflation, domestically generated inflation from the robust economy and food may sustain higher prices. On housing, the Institute thinks a lack of supply relative to demand will outweigh the dampening effect of higher interest rates. It believes prices will still rise moderately and rents will increase this year.
The chief executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, Ól Ómara Walsh, has said that while the sector should play its part in a humanitarian response to refugees, it should not be the primary provider of accommodation. On this programme, Mr. Ómara Walsh said the current situation whereby hotels and B&Bs were being used for refugee accommodation was having a very negative knock-on effect for other tourism businesses.
Hotels, for example, are okay because, for example, if they're in government contract, they obviously get a check from the government every month or every 3 months to cover the costs of the services they provide. But all the downstream tourism businesses really face a tricky, tricky time. So the attractions, the restaurants, the cafes, the retail shops, the cultural centres, they're the ones likely to miss out on the tourism dollars.
A number of independent TDs have yet to decide how they will vote in the Dáil this morning on a motion of confidence in the government. The coalition has amended a motion of no confidence, which had been tabled by the Labour Party. Should the government lose, it would trigger a general election. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The Labour Party tabled a no-confidence motion in the government, claiming that the coalition's record on housing was one of failure and its decision to end the no-fault eviction ban was akin to forcing people into homelessness. The coalition disputes that, asserting that Labour is all about politics rather than solutions, and it amended the motion to read that Dáil Éireann reaffirms its confidence in the government. Several independent TDs from the regional independent group, like Sean Canny, Cathal Berry, Matt Shanahan and Dennis Stockton, say they're still considering their position this morning. These regional independent group deputies voted with the government last week to lift the eviction ban, but only after their 8-point amendment was accepted. Last night, the Dáil debated a Sinn Féin bill which seeks to extend the eviction ban into April, but that's also been amended by the government. Despite the uncertainty over the independent TDs, the government is confident that it will win both votes today.
The British television presenter and comedian Paul O'Grady has died. He was 67. O'Grady came to national prominence in the UK in the 1990s with his drag queen persona Lily Savage. He presented many television programmes, including The Paul O'Grady Show, Blind Date, Blankety Blank, and more recently, For the Love of Dogs. A statement from his agent said O'Grady died unexpectedly but peacefully yesterday evening. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be dull this morning with mist and fog locally and outbreaks of rain developing. There'll be sunny spells later but thundery showers also. There may be spot flooding. It'll be mild and blustery. Highest temperatures will range from 13 to 16 degrees.